My wife prayed for me for years before I was saved. She just wouldn't give up. Of course, you know how she is. Then one day I found myself standing on the front row alongside my son Ryan. At the time, Pastor Jerry Holcomb gave the invitation, my son stepped forward. I was suddenly drawn to step forward myself. We were baptized the following Sunday. I thought now that I was saved, life would be good, but it wasn't. You see, I was a workaholic. As long as I worked hard, had my name on the door, and made a good salary, everything would be great. Part of my work duties required me to travel out of town locations. After one of these trips, I developed a severe pain in my left leg. I went to the emergency room. It was diagnosed as a strained muscle. I was 37 and too young for it to be anything else. I was told to keep it elevated and stay off it as much as I could, but it got worse. One night, the pain was really bad. I told Janice I was going to Lee Memorial Hospital, ER. My kids were too young, and I didn't want to wake them because it was a school night. By that time, I had developed a cough and had a hard time breathing. The ER doctor diagnosed it as asthma. He ordered an injection of adrenaline and a chest x-ray. When I got back to the ER, the doctor ordered another shot of adrenaline and sent me home with a prescription of DBITD. I got home about 4 o'clock in the morning. As I climbed the stairs, my heart was pounding. It literally felt like my heart was in my throat. I thought if I could get my heart rate down, I could go to sleep. The next morning, Janice went to fill the prescription. Lee Memorial Pharmacy was out, so she went to Norfolk General. They were out too. Very unusual for such a common drug. Janice began to pray, what is wrong with my husband, and what will be the outcome? That evening, I was laying on the floor of my den watching TV, and I was struggling to breathe. All of a sudden, the phone rang. It was the ER doctor from the evening before. When I got to the phone, I was struggling to breathe. He said he couldn't get me off his mind from the night before, and he had an old x-ray of mine pulled and compared it to the x-ray he had taken the night before. And I had possibly had blood clot in my lungs. When I got to the ER, they jumped on me like a chicken on the June bug. Everybody was doing something to me. They decided to do another x-ray, only this time use some kind of a gas that would show up on the x-ray. Before I got back to the ER, they told Janice I had 20 blood clots in my lungs and probably would not live the night. The doctor said what he had done the previous night could have killed me. The adrenaline was like trying to push a golf ball through a garden hose. Now her first prayer was answered. She knew what was wrong, but she didn't tell me. Across from the ER was a man who was diabetic and had been drinking heavily the night to the point he was unconscious. The staff tried repeatedly to wake him, but to no avail. He was what known by the medical term zorked. I don't know if you ever heard the audible voice of God, but all of a sudden, the man pushed back the curtain and pointed to me and said, "Hey, buddy, you're going to be all right." Then he passed out again. Janice had the answer to her second prayer. Finally, around 4 a.m., they put me in a room in intensive care. At some point in the night, I must have pulled one of the leads from my heart monitor, and I woke to an alarm and a straight line on the monitor. I thought I must be dead. That wasn't too bad, but I still feel crummy. Finally, with months in and out of the hospital, over the next couple of years, I passed 7 more blood clots. Now I had passed 27. I learned that the mortality rate for one blood clot is 50%. The chance of living with 27 clots is really, really small. But I'm still here. I've learned not to rely on anything other than God. Thank you.